We continue now with our coverage of today's report from the 9/11 Commission. As we've heard, the report faults Congress for having paid too little attention to terrorist threats before the airliner attacks and for exercising inadequate oversight of the nation's intelligence agencies. NPR's David Wellner reports on the reaction on Capitol Hill.
The 9/11 Commission's report and its tough recommendations for Congress won praise today from one of the senators who pushed hardest for the creation of that commission, Arizona Republican John McCain.
There are some pretty strong words for Congress and their lack of oversight. And those words, I hope that all of us who are members of the legislative branch will take to heart and act on as quickly as possible.
How quick that might be is far from clear. Connecticut Democrat Joe Lieberman told a group that included relatives of 9/11 victims that a legislative year shortened by elections should not be an obstacle for congressional action.
If there's a lame duck session, we ought to make it into a special session to consider and act on the proposals of the Kane-Hamilton Commission. If there's not a lame duck session, I call on the leaders to bring us back in the special session to enact legislation that the commission has recommended before the end of the year.
But even if such a session were held, Pennsylvania Republican Senator Arlen Specter warned reform will not come without strong resistance.
We are going to be met by a bureaucracy which is determined not to have change. The culture of concealment in the FBI is notorious, and the culture of concealment in the CIA is well known.
The chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee said he welcomed the commission's recommendations. Kansas Republican Pat Roberts called the report a poke in the ribs for Congress, and he said lawmakers should respond.
But the first thing we want to do is we want to get it right. The next thing we want to do is be very deliberative. The next thing we want to do is make sure that we have to legislate. Maybe we can do this with the executive. The president today was very optimistic, said it was reasonable, said it, made a lot of common sense. We want to do no harm, and then in addition, we want to beware of the law of unintended effects. Now, that's a lot of negatives, perhaps, but I think we have to do that to get it right.
Meanwhile, Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert today seemed to back down from warnings he issued earlier this week that Congress had little time left this year to deal with the commission's recommendations.
We will look at their recommendations carefully. I will ask our committee chairman to hold hearings on these recommendations over the next several months, so that we can act on them as quickly as possible.
But while the speaker spoke of hearings in the next several months, he does not mean the summer months. The House today shuts down for the summer and will not be back in session until after Labor Day. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.